Celtic fans love to know the history, but the longer the club is in existence, the easier it becomes to forget some important players and moments. One such example was a prominent Celt in the late 1800s and early 1900s. Dan McArthur was part of the boys' rise to the very top of Scottish football. Legendary manager Willie Maley once described him as being, quote, the first of our real star goalkeepers. And he also has one unique claim to fame amongst anyone who's ever pulled on a Celtic jersey. This is the story of Celtic's Dan McArthur. Born in Bargeddy on the 9th of August 1867, McArthur spent his early years working as an iron dresser. As well as this, he would become a successful goalkeeper, despite his diminutive stature. He turned out for Parkhead and Parkhead Juniors, and soon came to the attention of those in charge at Celtic. McArthur arrived at the original Celtic Park on April 1892, just as work was underway to build the second Celtic Park. For the first few months at the club, he had to be content with appearances for the reserves, although favourable comment was always passed on his performances. Eventually, he was given chances to play in the first team in different friendlies, including a season opener in 1892 against Partick Thistle. One of McArthur's Celtic achievements was being part of the club's first ever league title. After signing for the Celts in 1892, he played one league game in the 1892-93 season, which saw Celtic claim their maiden title. His one appearance gave a reminder of the demands on goalkeepers in this era. Celtic's main keeper during that season was Joe Cullen. During one friendly with Sunderland, he received particularly brutal treatment and extensive injuries, but this would still only keep him out for one game. There was one more chance for McArthur to appear for Celtic in this season. Joe Cullen was due to be absent to play for a Glasgow select team. However, McArthur was unavailable as he had travelled to America. In later years, this would become a longer term journey for him. In many ways, it was surprising that Dan McArthur was so successful in goal. This era saw men between the sticks suffer from brutal treatment, including barging and much worse. As Dan himself was noted for his small stature, despite being only around 5'5" or 5'7", depending on the source, he still proved to be a brave and effective custodian for the Celts. By season 1894-95, he had eventually displaced Joe Cullen as Celtic's main keeper. He soon developed a reputation that would see him remembered and celebrated decades after he left Parkhead. Time after time, Dan was praised for his role in Celtic success. A testament to McArthur's impact was that there's a debate about his most important Celtic contribution. Some suggest it was his performances in 1897-98, as the boys won their fourth league title. He was in inspired form throughout the season, helping the boys finish 4 points clear of Rangers. One newspaper was in no doubts about the reason for this, noting that, quote, only for his exceptional form, the Celts would not today occupy the proud position of league champions. Others claim that without McArthur, the Celts would not have won the 1899 Scottish Cup. Celtic beat Rangers 2-0 in what was the last Scottish Cup final to be played at the second Hampden Park. Despite a day of terrible weather and high winds, McArthur saved the side on more than one occasion. Dan and his teammates also celebrated Scottish Cup success the following season when beating Queen's Park 4-3, the last time the Hampden side ever reached that stage of the competition. As well as starring for Celtic, McArthur was also selected on three occasions to represent Scotland. His first such appearance came in March 1895. Playing at Celtic Park, he conceded one as the Scots beat Ireland 3-1. His other two matches came out with Scotland and were a mixed bag. In April 1895, he was in goal as Scotland lost 3-0 to England when playing at Goodison Park in Liverpool. Dan was not again selected until 1899, and this time he kept a clean sheet as Scotland hammered Wales 6-0 in Wrexham. McArthur's ability was also recognised by the Scottish League, and on four occasions he was selected to play in goal for a league select in special challenge matches. Some newspaper articles suggested that the keeper was only effective at club level and not suited for national games. However, this was a view fiercely rejected by Dan's teammates at club and country level. Although Dan was a goalkeeper, he did sometimes fancy himself as an outfielder. In late 1899, Celtic played a South African team, the first All Black side to appear in Scotland. For the second half of the match, which the Celts won 2-0, McArthur played up front. In recognising his overall contribution to Celtic, Dan was granted a benefit match. The identity of the opponents for this may be a surprise. Rangers. In fact, friendlies and benefits between Celtic and the Ibrox men were common in this era. As a sign of how well regarded that McArthur was by the Celtic support, the pre-match advert for this benefit game said that it was, quote, "for Dan McArthur, the Celts popular goalkeeper." Another journalist wrote that, quote, "there is no more popular player than the plucky and clever Celt, whose services for his club have been so brilliant." On a fine August night in 1901, 5,000 supporters turned out to celebrate McArthur and watched a 1-1 draw played across two 35-minute halves. However, despite these positive moments, McArthur was beginning to face problems. The rough treatment he endured was decreasing his ability to bounce back from ailments, particularly repeated head knocks. For example, when Celtic lost the 1901 Scottish Cup final to Hearts, many fans blamed him for all four goals conceded by the boys. By 1902, McArthur's time at Celtic Park seemed to be over. Between older age and the cumulative effects of injuries, he was no longer as nimble or agile as had once been the case. He left the club, but shortly afterwards returned as a backup keeper. However, he would not play again for Celtic, and by 1903 had left Parkhead for good. Dan could look back on his decade as a Celt with a real sense of pride and achievement. As well as being the first goalkeeper to appear more than 100 times for the Celts, he kept a clean sheet in around one-third of the matches he played. His trophy cabinet was equally impressive. 4 times McArthur was part of league-winning teams, as well as 2 Scottish Cup victories. In addition, he celebrated victories in the Glasgow Cup, Charity Cup, Glasgow League and Inter-City League 2. Leaving the boys in green did not conclude his time in football. Dan made the very short trip from Celtic Park to Shawfield, where he played for Clyde. He spent 1 year at the club, but made only 3 friendly appearances for the Bully Wee. There was also a one-match appearance for Queen's Park, before giving up the game for good. After McArthur retired, it was not simply football that he left behind. Instead, the player sought a new life across the Atlantic, somewhere with which he already had connections. Dan would eventually return to British shores to see out his remaining years. In fact, after his death, it was noted that Celtic had provided their former player with a pension for the final period of his life. Dan McArthur died on the 11th of November 1943, when he was aged 76. Celtic marked the death of their former hero by flying the flags at half-mast at Celtic Park. His funeral was widely attended, including by his former Celtic teammate and manager, Willie Maley. Interestingly, McArthur's grave gives him a unique claim for any former Celtic player. When the Celts moved to the current Celtic Park site in 1892, it was famously described as being like moving from graveyard to paradise. The graveyard in question is Janefield Cemetery, also called the Eastern Necropolis. The wall for this runs along the back of Celtic's North Stand. Of all the people buried in this graveyard, only one played for the Celts, Dan McArthur. His grave can be found very close to the wall on Janefield Street, beside the north-east corner of Celtic Park. At one stage, his gravestone was in a state of disrepair, but on Easter Sunday in 2023, the Celtic Grave Society held a ceremony to mark the restoration of this. As well as being attended by many Celtic fans and also club representatives, some of those who stood by the graveside were McArthur's American family, who had travelled over from New Jersey to remember their forefather. They were said to have hugely enjoyed their visit, especially after watching the Celts beat Rangers 3-2 the day beforehand. In fact, the McArthur family have also acted to ensure that Dan's memory is remembered at Celtic Park. They gifted a Scottish League cap won by Dan during the 1895-96 season to Celtic, and it is now on display at the ground. It's always easiest to remember those players that you have seen pull on the famous Celtic shirt. But those men who shaped the club's early years and rise to prominence are of equal importance. Dan McArthur stands out as one of the club's best ever goalkeepers and deserves his place in the Celtic Hall of Fame. A man at the heart of so many of the club's earliest achievements. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.